Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the good, the bad, and the ugly that happens around here. As they taught me in, as an officer in the Army, they said, you're responsible for everything your unit does or fails to do. And I take full responsibility for that around here. So it's just you and me, this segment and the next. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and to talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us, just you and me. And this segment, I want to talk about sticker shock, the possibility that employees could get a little bit of sticker shock. You know about that, right? It's one of the markers of the American culture, the sticker on the window of a new car. You heard that term before, right? Sticker shock. Well, that document, that sticker reveals to a shopper a list of standard equipment, right, and all the options. Plus, of course, the sticker at the bottom, as you know, that's one of the first things you look at, right? The manufacturer's suggested retail price, MSRP. So you walk over to the car and you kind of bend over a little bit at the waist and your eyes get real close to the thing. You're looking at all the different things. That's what happens when you go buy a new car, right? That's one of the first things you go to. Well, what if someone is shopping for an entrepreneur to go to work for? You know, that may sound silly, but prospective employees do it all the time out here on Main Street. And it's happening more and more. More and more prospective employees are shopping for, they're not just looking for a job, they're looking for the right job, right? And yes, money comes into play. They want to see what the MSRP is, what the compensation is, but these days, increasingly, the prospective employee is looking for that list of equipment on this entrepreneur they're going to go to work for. A prospective team member would be justified in expecting the list of entrepreneurial standard equipment to include characteristics like courage and creativity and perseverance and also adaptability too, right? Innovative. They'd want you to be creative, and they sure expect you to be a visionary. Those are some of the important line items on your sticker, your entrepreneurial sticker that they're going to be looking for, right? One of the newer expectations, increasingly prominent here, as we are here on the threshold of the third decade of this 21st century, one of the newer expectations is values. What are the values of this prospective entrepreneur, founder, employer, this prospective entrepreneur slash founder slash employer? What does the business and its founder stand for? Prospective employees are increasingly looking for that. But there's one trait that's historically not itemized on an entrepreneur's standard equipment list, and that's the trait called patience. The reality of Blasingame's second law of small business, which states it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. The reality of that law tends to morph into the extreme of urgency, and the extreme of urgency is impatience. Indeed, the cash flow challenges that are markers of that second law weave a very fine seam between urgency and impatience. Everybody knows that. When you get jammed up for cash, when you get jammed up for all kinds of pressures that hit small businesses, that urgency that's important that you need to have, you must have if you're going to survive. You've got to go about your business with urgency. It's just the way it is. Sometimes that fine seam breaks apart and it becomes impatience. When self-directed, impatience is perhaps one of our redeeming entrepreneurial attributes because it's born largely from a quest for excellence. Sometimes when we're impatient with ourselves, it's because we seek excellence in ourselves. Unfortunately, personal excellence to us can look a lot like perfection, like the seeking perfection by us to others. And it sounds like impatience to employees. When you think about it, high expectations of our people is understandable. It's understandable we would have these high expectations of them, right? Because they show up every day like us. They work hard just like us. They're dedicated just like us. Certainly, such evidence of commitment creates the impression that they are, in fact, just like us. Since we're excellent and perfect, right? We're both excellent and perfect, you and I. Why aren't they? Well, of course, when they don't read our minds, unhappy things happen. That's the problem, right? The road to business failure is paved with stories of key people who quit because someone mistook commitment for ESP. Entrepreneurs turn down this road when they start getting resignation letters from once dedicated employees who wish they'd traded up when they checked the sticker on their employer / entrepreneur. You got to make sure, folks, that you don't require your people to read your mind. So how do we avoid misdirected impatience? We do it through communication. If you're going to expect the same excellence from our staff as we do from ourselves, they must have the same information we have. Here are three statements to help attract and keep the best people. You should say this to your people. What do you need that I haven't shown or told you? Number two, what do you need from me to make my urgency yours? How can I, if I expect you to be as urgent about things as I am, what do you need from me to prevent my urgency from making you think I'm being impatient? That's what that means. And number three, this is really important, folks, and this works because I use it. When you need something from me to do your job, you're the boss saying this to your employee. When you need something from me to do your job, at that point, I work for you. These handy tools won't lessen your impatience, folks, but it will make your behavior a lot more manageable and acceptable for your team. In 1776, General Washington said, "We must make the best of mankind as they are, since we cannot make them as we wish." Effective communication skills eliminate the need to find employees who are mind readers. Plus, it makes them more productive, since they won't have to spend so much time trying to make us as they wish. Entrepreneurial impatience, my friends, can be channeled into organizational excellence, but not into perfection. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.